With 10 days between games, the Jacksonville Jaguars were well-rested for their Week 12 matchup against Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers.
Play with everything you got. Say to yourself, I will dominate. I will run fast. I will run and hit. I will do my job, and you can count on me.
Sitting just one game back of the division lead, the Jaguars are looking to kick their playoff push into high gear.
We know the opportunity we have in front of us. Come out here and take care of our business. You know what I'm saying? It's all about us, man.
We've been to the bottom. We've had the victories. We've been through the loss. Today, man, today we have fun out here today. We use that confidence to have some fun. Yeah.
And we welcome you to a spectacular day here at Everbank Field. The salute to service, a terrific crowd. A magnificent day here on the First Coast.
The Jags offense was able to put together scoring drives early.
Now they blitz. They pick it up, throws it to the right side. He wants Allen Robinson. Great catch by A-Rob. Inside the 15-yard line. Allen Robinson went up and got it. Anger puts it down, and Jason drills it right through there. He has made 12 of his last 13 field goal attempts. Play fake. They blitz, they pick it up, fires to the middle of the field. Allen Hurns has it. Lots of room out past the 40-yard line. Crossing route to Allen Hurns. Got it all the way out past the 45 to the 46-yard line. Bortles to Hurns for the first down. The hold is good. Jason kicks it up. Plenty of distance. And Jason Myers has drilled it. That's a red-hot kicker.
But the Chargers would answer with touchdowns instead of field goals.
Straight drop. Looking. Fires into the end zone. Caught. That's going to be a touchdown, Antonio Gates.
The Jaguars would get the ball back with just under 2 minutes to play in the half.
Dropping is Blake against a four-man rush. Fires to the middle of the field. It's picked off. Manti Te'o picked it off. That's the last thing you needed. But steps up, fires at the floater into the corner of the end zone, but it's right on the money. It floated right into the hands of Antonio Gates.
The Jaguars would go into the halftime locker room down by 12.
Hey, let's go get seven here, huh?
To open the half, the defense stopped the Chargers. The offense would capitalize with points.
Blake tries to step up, fires to the middle of the field, caught by Julius Thomas. Inside the 25-yard line, inside the 20. Julius Thomas has it all the way down near the 10-yard line, a crossing route. He read the blitz and connected with his tight end. They'll mark it at the 11. First down, Jacksonville. Jason kicks it up, and he knocks it through. So the field goal is good.
In the fourth quarter, on a fourth down play, the Jaguars would finally find the end zone.
Bortles looks, fires. That ball is caught. Julius Thomas, touchdown, Jacksonville.
That's the player that we saw all of training camp, dominant, throw it in his zip code, he's going to catch it, and that is his third touchdown on the season and his 27th since 2013.
Tight end Julius Thomas would have his best game as a Jaguar with 9 catches for 116 yards and that touchdown. But the Chargers would answer.
Fires to the back of the end zone, that is caught by Stevie Johnson. And that is a touchdown, San Diego.
With time winding down in the game, the Jaguars needed to make a play.
They're all coming after it, all 11. And they block it. They block the putt. Peyton Thompson tries to pick it up. They set the house and block the putt.
Oh, my. What a huge play.
And it's not over yet.
On special teams.
If they can put one in here quickly, they've got a chance. That throw, end zone, caught. Robinson for the touchdown. And this one not over quite yet.
1:21 on the game clock. Plenty of time if you can execute an onside kick.
Hey, man, let's go get this. Let's go get this football.
Get it.
He kicks it. High bounce. It's in the air. The ball's out. The ball, and it's knocked out of bounds. The Chargers knock it out of bounds. So the Chargers will take over and take a knee a few times. And despite some late game drama, are going to get out of here with a win.
The Jaguars wouldn't recover and fell to the Chargers 31-25.
It would have been great to come out of here with another win at home. I do know this, you know, being around great players and great teams, sometimes you don't get every one of them, you know. And I think that what I've noticed is good players, great teams, you know, what they do is they learn from it and they, you know, the struggles that they have and they bounce back and they respond quickly.